And at this time, all of the children worshiping with us are welcome to come forward for a children's message. Well, good morning, everybody. It sure is good to see everyone. Come on in. Let's make room. Come on in. There's room up front. As you can see, our sanctuary is a little bit different this morning, even different from where it was last week. We not only have some special decorations, as we do in Advent, right? We have our tree. We have these beautiful poinsettia flowers now. And we have our Advent wreath, and we just lit one of the candles. We have our Advent banner. But also, all of this is open up, and the organ is way over here. We have a beautiful harp. The pulpit from which we usually read and speak, where did that go? We have a smaller one right here, that's right. But everything is different because we have a very special worship service. And that service doesn't revolve around what we just talk about this morning, how we read Scripture and then talk about Scripture, which is largely what our worship services do. This is called our chancel, and our chancel area is different this morning. Because instead of spending most of our time talking about it, we are going to spend most of our time singing about it and hearing beautiful music from the harp and the organ, and especially the choir. They have been busy practicing every Thursday night since September, and they've even been practicing on Saturdays. They've been working hard because when you sing, it's more than just talking, right? To sing something, you have to be very intentional. You have to be careful about the way you breathe, right? And you have to be careful with the way you use your throat and your voice and even the way you shape your mouth to make sure that the sound you want is coming out the way you want it to. Music is a whole body experience, and it takes time and attention and care to make sure that it goes the way we want it to go. And so we're very grateful for the choir and the organ and the harp and everything that's going to make special music, because as one of the most important ways in we can worship is not just by talking, but actually by singing through music. Because music expresses things that words simply can't. Music can actually help you feel better when you're down. Has anybody seen the movie Elf? With Buddy. Yeah, that's one of my all-time favorite movies. And Buddy has this saying in Elf. He says, "The best way to spread Christmas cheer is singing loud for all to hear." When we sing, it can fill us in a way that quite nothing else can. And that's also why tonight, a big group of us from the church are going to go out caroling. And we're going to go caroling to some folks who are homebound. They can't get out of their house, or maybe they've been sick for a little while, and they could use some Christmas cheer. And the way we're going to share that is by going and caroling, or going and singing. Singing's a huge way in which we get to express our love for God and live out the joy that is being loved by God. So today, in a very special way, we give thanks for the gift of music. And we hope that you might join us tonight if you would like to go caroling too. So how about if we bow our heads and we pray, and you can repeat after me. Dear God, we thank you for the choir and the gift of music. Help it fill us. Help us use it to spread your joy. In Jesus' name, amen.